Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Every spring in Oklahoma, a new generation comes to life. Fresh crops reach for the sky. Newborn calves take their first ginger steps. Paycom was born in Oklahoma, too, and they're deeply committed to our state's agriculture industry. Paycom's mobile app puts HR and payroll right in the palm of your hand, so you can handle business from the back roads to the back 40. They energize farmers and ranchers today to build a foundation for generations to come. Learn more at paycom.com.
Well, live cattle futures traded in a range of less than a dollar yesterday. Traders were torn between the prospects of tighter beef supplies and the disappointment of cash so far this week. Cash sales were steady in the south, 50 cents higher in the north. This could change as packers need to purchase what they need to fill the week. Box beef prices were mixed with choice down $1.26, select up 55 cents. There is growing concern over a potential global recession that could impact the market. Hog futures continued there to be under pressure. February reached support at the low of mid-December and was able to bounce. With the market oversold, this may have set the stage for a bounce today ahead of the weekend. However, cutouts continue to exhibit weakness with a loss of $1.51 yesterday. The increase in cash of 92 cents reported on the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report may have little impact on the market as cash is expected to be lower here today. March Kansas City wheat trading about 3 cents early, 3 cents higher early today, finding light support above the December low of 8.21¾, but still on track for a significant drop this week. There's no doubt the mood among traders is wheat remains bearish, and given the supply situation of the market, that's difficult to explain. This week's renewed concerns about widespread recessions in 2023 and higher performance in the U.S. dollar added to traders' woes, but wheat demand isn't sensitive to changes in GDP. The dollar is only a minor factor. March corn's trading about 5 cents higher early today, shaking off some of this week's bearish concerns after the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said 13% of Argentina's corn crop was rated good to excellent, down 2 percentage points from last week. March soybeans are trading 8 cents higher early today, with the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange saying 8% of Argentina's soybean crop is rated good to excellent, and that is down 50% from a year ago. We'll check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 13th through 15th, 2023, at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, February live cattle up 7 cents, 157.35. April down 15, 161.27. January feeder cattle down 142, 183.80. March down $1.67, 186.55. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March down a penny, 8.39¾. May's down 1¼, 8.35¼. Chicago wheat, March up 1¼, 7.46¾. May's up a penny is 7.54¾. March corn's down a penny, 6.52¾. May's down 1½, 6.52½. March soybeans down 12¾, 14.70¾. May's down 12½, 14.77½. March cotton's up 2.14. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.